This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the country's latest homicide victim has been identified. Reform is underway for magistrates' courts as they receive new technology. Prime Minister Mia Motley is urging regional media to put measures in place to safeguard culture and democracy. A new Barbadian-branded inter-Caribbean airplane makes its inaugural trip to Barbados, and Air Canada to resume service as the Flight Attendants Union ends its strike. I'm Michelle Spencer. Details are coming up. Thirty-year-old Ewing Ford of Parish Land Christchurch has been identified as this country's latest homicide victim. Police report that around 1:50 yesterday afternoon, there was a dispute involving two relatives in Parish Land, which resulted in one being fatally stabbed. A person of interest is also assisting police with investigations. When Starcom Network visited the scene, neighbors were still trying to come to grips with what took place, noting that the incident involved two brothers, the elder being the victim. One neighbor said he was shocked by the assailant's actions, stating that he was a quiet and good-natured individual.
Well, I know the youngster, he is quiet, he don't talk. When he pass and come along, he will speak, but he don't find a conversation or whatever. But I really know about the older one. Which is the one that does the older brother. He's living there with his girlfriend. But the brother, which is the younger one, he the mostly out here living with his mother. I just hear the tumbling and commotion. And when they come, say people start to draw close and thing. And later down, when the police bring him out, he's calm, normal. But the rest of you was crying before, you know. But when he come normal, walking, how you have anybody behind him, normal, putting in Jeep.
A neighbor of the country's latest homicide victim. Magistrates' courts across Barbados are set for major reform with the rollout of new technology under the PACE Justice Project, aimed at easing backlogs and cutting delays in the system. The initiative, implemented by the United Nations Development Programme for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, and funded by the European Union, is part of a wider regional effort to strengthen court efficiency. Speaking at the handover ceremony of equipment, UNDP resident representative Limya El Tayeb highlighted the need to address the backlog of cases in the Caribbean, which number in the thousands.
Under the PACE project, we are providing hardware and software that connect agencies in their efforts, but also ensuring that we address one of the major backlogs, which is the reliance on paper-based systems. We are delivering laptops, desktops, monitors, printers, scanners, and other pieces of hardware and equipment. We hope that it will help the magistrates in the urgent application of digital solutions. We hope that it will help and improve the tracking of cases, the scheduling and coordination between law enforcement and legal counsel. Eventually, the outcome that we seek is fewer delays, fewer adjournments, faster movement of cases to the higher court, and attaining justice more quickly without delay.
Along with the upgraded technology, there will be training programs for police, prosecutors, and court officials. Attorney General Dale Marshall noted that while reforms have already advanced at the High Court level, greater attention must now be placed on transforming processes at the magistrate's court.
In the reform of our criminal justice system, as far as the High Court goes, that work is never ended, but we should be able to say that we've covered off most of it. And now, therefore, it is right that our attention should shift to the Magistrates Court, where day-to-day people-centered justice is delivered. The computerization and digitization of the processes of the Magistrates Court don't just rest on dealing with criminal cases, but it also deals with the coroner's work, the domestic court, the civil court. So we require at this point an overall transformation of how the magistracy works. And I feel that now that we've covered off most of our Supreme Court stuff, that we're going to be able to devote our attention to the processes in the Magistrates Court.
Attorney General Dale Marshall. Prime Minister Mia Amar Motley is calling on broadcasters across the region to embrace their role as educators of culture and protectors of democracy. Speaking at the opening of the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's 56th Annual General Assembly being hosted here, Ms. Motley told media representatives that they must take responsibility for shaping national identity.
You as broadcasters cannot only focus on profit, which you must, but you have to accept your responsibility as nation builders and preservers of memory. And I would therefore like to suggest that there be a clear declaration, agreement coming out of this 56th Assembly at Bridgetown on the eve of Carifesta 15, that you will not simply comply with laws or don't comply in some instances with relation to local content, but that you consciously will assume the responsibility of being the educators of our culture to our people.
Ms. Motley warned that fake news can destabilize entire nations and urged the creation of a regional truth and verification mechanism.
I believe the time has come for us to have a regional truth and verification mechanism that allows us to have local nodes, but is managed at the regional level in order to get the benefit of the economies of scale. Because it does not escape me that it is a pricey mechanism. For you to have someone monitor media, for you to have someone identify falsehoods and to be able to validate truth may not appear to be your first responsibility. But when you begin to understand how media can destabilize societies, as happened in Rwanda with the genocide, you better appreciate why this is not an option.
Prime Minister Mia Amar-Motley. A major charitable organization that has provided school items to at-risk children for the past 3 decades may be shifting its services as a result of the growing number of charities who are also providing similar support. Director and founder of the Faith Marshall Harris Sandy Lane Charitable Trust Child Helpline, Faith Marshall Harris, told members of the media that her organization may change course next year.
What I've noticed this year is that there's so many different organizations and people doing the Back to School tool package, which we started years and years ago. I think, you know, a good long time. Now a lot more people are doing it. So we may switch from Back to School next year. If so many people are now doing a Back to School package, it may be that we've got to do something else to fill the need.
Director and founder of the Faith Marshall Harris Sandy Lane Charitable Trust Child Helpline, Faith Marshall Harris. An inter-Caribbean airplane landed on with branded on its tail with the Barbadian flag called Spirit of Barbados made its inaugural flight into Barbados yesterday. Speaking at the ceremony to commemorate this historic flight, Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin, noted that this aircraft branding is further commitment to Barbados' partnership with Inter-Caribbean and highlighted how significant that partnership has been for regional tourism.
The debut of this specially branded aircraft provides a welcome level of heightened visibility for brand Barbados in this regard. This marks a defining moment, spotlighting the strides made in regional connectivity with one of the Caribbean's foremost airline partners. At the end of the financial year, Inter-Caribbean Airways contributed just about 40% of the available seats into Barbados from the region. Since its expansion to the Eastern Caribbean, there has been the growth of meaningful partnerships on several fronts aimed at building seat capacity to the destination, improving connectivity with our Caribbean neighbors, and certainly increasing visitor arrivals from the Caribbean region.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism and Marketing Inc., Andrea Franklin. And Air Canada's unionized flight attendants reached an agreement with the country's largest carrier, ending the first strike by its cabin crew in 40 years that had upended travel plans for hundreds of thousands of passengers. The strike that lasted nearly 4 days led the airline that serves about 130,000 people daily to withdraw its third quarter and full year earnings guidance. The carrier said it gradually resumed operations from yesterday and a full restoration may require a week or more. Recapping the headlines. The country's latest homicide victim has been identified. Reform is underway for magistrates' courts as they receive new technology. Prime Minister Mia Motley is urging regional media to put measures in place to safeguard culture and democracy. A new Barbadian-branded inter-Caribbean airplane makes its inaugural trip to Barbados, and Air Canada to resume service as Flight Attendants Union ends its strike. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.